The 2016 Hall of Fame finalists have just been announced. I'm Phil Milani here with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. Mace, three Broncos on that list. We have Terrell Davis, his second time as a finalist. John Lynch, his third time. And for the first time, Steve Atwater amongst the finalists. Mace, who has the best shot of those three to get in?
I'd say Terrell Davis probably has the best shot. There's a lot of momentum going in his direction as people revisit his accomplishments, obviously. 2,000-yard season, league MVP, Super Bowl MVP. And actually, if you go back and look at the history, only including playoffs, only Jim Brown averaged more rushing yards per game over his career with at least 6,000 yards for his career than Terrell Davis. And really, Hall of Fame running backs come in all shapes and sizes, all different levels of accomplishment. It's surprising that Davis hasn't gotten in. John Lynch also has a good case. He's the only nine-time Pro Bowl defensive back who's not in the Hall of Fame among those who are eligible. Steve Atwater, great to see him as a finalist. Think it might be a little bit of a wait for him.
What do you think about the knock, though, on TD that he just didn't have the longevity to his career?
It's bull. Gale Sayers didn't have a long career, and no one's questioning him being in the Hall of Fame, and Terrell Davis accomplished more than Gale Sayers. I think that notion's a crock.
It's hard to argue when Terrell Davis averaged 140 yards per game on the ground in the playoffs. So clearly he has the statistics. On the defensive side, though, maybe the two safeties on this list, they don't really have those stats.
Well, it's also harder for a defensive player to stand out. You don't have the definable characteristics like you do with touchdowns, receptions, and rushing yards. I think that with Atwater, seven consecutive Pro Bowls, two Super Bowls really speaks to his candidacy. But also, you think about the modern NFL safety. That's what Steve Atwater really embodied in the mid-90s. You think a ball-hawking, hard-hitting safety. He kind of gave way to the modern NFL safety. You think about guys like Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, and John Lynch. I mean, you think about the way Lynch played. It really embodied the way Atwater did things for the Broncos in the mid-90s.
Yeah, of course, John Lynch, just a few years here in Denver. Atwater spent all but 1 year here in Denver. So just four Broncos currently on the Hall of Fame. Certainly be nice to get one more. Maybe it'll be this year. The actual inductees will be announced the night before the Super Bowl. Okay, that's going to do it for us. For Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani.